Mavado, good to see you again. Loving your new track, When You Feel Lonely.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It was crazy. Last time we spoke at Sunfest, you said you were focusing on hit after hit songs, and you've been working a lot with Stephen McGregor. What's it been like working with the member from the Big Ship crew?
Well, you know, Stephen, ever since Stephen was like 15 years old, you know, I gave him that first hit song with Delirang, So What Them I Do. You know what I mean? That's like 5 years now, right? From ever since, we've been just like a family. I mean, I've been always going to Big Ship studio, you know what I mean? Even before Stephen time. And I guess now, we got everything put together and it's just a family, you know what I mean? So you could say Big Ship on the Gully side is like a family, same way.
Your collaboration, Come Into My Room with Stacious, was a big success. There's been a sudden burst of women in dancehall and reggae. Would you say they're as good as the men?
Well, the ladies, they're working. You know what I mean? I wouldn't say they're as good as the men, but they're working to get better. And trust me, the ladies, they're putting out hard work. And I like it. You know what I mean? Because when you can't have a girl artist where stand up on a stage show with Mavado and my squad and different artists, and she ripped the place, you know, so yeah, the woman them are work towards getting there.
But they got some long time to go?
I wouldn't say that. Towards their work.
You got any favourites you could name?
Well, I'll say Stacious, she bad. You know what I mean? You have girl like Tifa, you know, you have Timberly, you have some girl, them are work, them are going good. You know what I mean? I've been always admiring their career. You got girl like Cecile. They're doing hard work. You know what I mean? And it's working.
In August, Banticule announced a peace breaker in Jamaican music. How's that going?
Well, it's all right. You know, we always been saying peace. You know what I mean? Me and Vibes, we did this peace thing from last year. And I guess the peace still holding until now. So it's great.
Good. In 2011, the BBC is going to be looking at the history of reggae in the UK. How important has the UK been for reggae?
Very. You know what I mean? Because this is a different market. You know what I mean? For dancehall and reggae music. So for the fans in UK to accept us and loving our music, it's very great.
It's a bit cold, but you like it?
I like it, but it's cold though.
What about the girls?
The girls love me and I love the girls.
Good. You really know how to electrify an audience. It was a top moment when you came out on Chris Brown's set at this year's Sunfest. Can't wait to see you performing this Sunday at Brixton O2 on the 19th. Any surprises we can look forward to?
Just look for some of that just tear up Brixton Academy. You know, London, England, I've been waiting for Mavada for like over a year now, going to 2 years, you know what I mean? I've been out, you know what I mean? And now I'm in. So I've just got to say I'm back.
Anything to say to the UK fans?
Just be at the show Sunday and they'll see all they want to see.
Can't wait, Mavado.
Definitely.